Have you ever intentionally withheld the truth? I'm afraid I'm guilty. Here's one example. As children are growing up and learning to talk, there are naturally some letter sounds, phrases, and words that are a bit more difficult to master. When my girls were little, there were certain words they would say wrong, and it was the cutest thing ever. Pretzel was princel, loud was yowd, music was moosic, blanket was binky, and so many other words that melted my heart every time they would say something wrong. They were learning, and as parents, I know we are to teach and train our children, but I must admit, I more than once told people around us, "Don't you correct that. She'll figure it out soon enough." I love the way they said things as toddlers and little children and knew that all those cute little words would soon enough pass away as they matured and learned to say them correctly. I withheld correction and truth for the sake of cuteness. Now, that's not some major thing, I know, but how often do we do the same thing as adults? We see or hear someone saying something that isn't right. It's not the truth. Maybe it's a behavior pattern that's destructive, but the person is unaware and the behavior is definitely not very cute. So what do? Do we withhold the truth? It gets a bit trickier, doesn't it? Especially in our current divided culture where everyone seems to be living their own truth, and if you dare speak in love to that and attempt to correct, guide, or inform, you are met with major resistance, avoidance, and even possibly hate. Do we withhold the truth because we just can't deal with how someone will react or respond? Maybe we simply shy away because we think they can't handle the truth and we don't want to hurt their feelings. Let's remember our source for truth. Jesus said in John 17:17, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." Here he's talking to the Father and sets the Word of God apart as the standard for truth. It is the truth. So as we read, meditate on, and study the truth, we mature and understand sin as a result of the law and how we could not keep it. We discover our desperate need for a Savior and align our lives to the truth, principles, and best practices for living this life. We pursue righteousness while covered in the saving grace of Jesus, and we learn how to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and how to love our neighbor as ourselves. This process of maturing and growing in our faith leads us to wisdom that opens our eyes to how we live, walk, and talk, how we relate to one another, and the things we need to change. God also uses that for others around us. We sharpen one another as we challenge and speak the truth, even when it hurts. Proverbs 27:6, "Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses." Often we avoid the truth. We don't want to hear it. Maybe the Christmas gift we all need this year is the truth. Give it and receive it with grace and love. It will make a big difference in your life, and the changes you make as a result may be the gift someone else needs in their life as well. That's the truth. We all have more to learn. Stay connected to the truth. Don't withhold it. Live it out and share it in love with those around you as God leads you. It's a beautiful gift. I'm Lori Klein.